Get ready, kids. It's the Time Spent Poorly show with your fantabulous hosts, Derek and Eduardo, constant contributor Huds, and I'm the Beard. Let's jump right in.
I almost opened my Crown Royal that I got for my birthday today. I was going to sip on that tonight, but I opted not to.
Right.
So Dane Cook surfaced the other day.
That's too bad. I thought he died of COVID.
I just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like this really disappointing outing, but I sat down because I didn't watch it the other day. When I saw it come up, I was just kind of like lurking with no sound and just watching the comments scroll, because it was just like a mass amount of people like
sucking his dick.
Yeah, and living in yesteryear, it was this kind of like, I love this, I love that, I saw you here, I saw you there. And it was just this fucking stroke fest. And
I prefer Dane Cook as a supporting actor. I prefer Dane Cook as a supporting actor.
Well, he knows what his where he's good, because the one thing he said during the entire interview was that he enjoys playing bad guys, and he enjoyed his turn in Mr. Brooks, which in my opinion is his best performance over all the others.
He did really well in that.
But he's got such a small catalog, so he has to he works within this like tiny catalog of Waiting, Good Luck Chuck, and that grocery store one. Is that Good Luck Chuck too?
What? Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month. And so he's got like four movies where he was on top for a minute, and then I don't know what happened. Oh, I think comedy got jealous of Dane and decided to out him as a joke thief of Louis C.K. And so,
not just Louis C.K. but lots.
But he was the primary one, because there was that whole that whole deal. But so I watched it. I did watch his thing today. I suffered through all 30 minutes of it. I grabbed a couple timestamps because
what is it exactly? Is it
he basically just
channel or?
Well, no. Okay, so
you grab the timestamps. You're going to show them to us right now.
Yeah, I can show them to you.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So basically, he shows up in his office, and he starts out with the premise that he's going to talk about the chair that he's sitting in. He never actually gets around to that. Bruno says Mr. Brooks was great. But he's sitting in this office. You can see like some of the memorabilia around him. He's got a poster sitting off to the side of him. It's says Trouble on it. I can't remember what special that was. Did he have a special with the name Trouble in it? I don't know.
I really wasn't a big
I never watched any Dane Cook special.
Follower of Dane Cook.
I followed him very briefly. So he starts out in his office there.
And he started coloring his hair.
You think he's coloring his hair? I bet he is. I bet you're right.
It looks like it.
Grecian formula.
He's not aging well though. He's like, remember when he was like, he was thin and in shape, and he's like kind of letting himself go. He's promoting something.
Are we the type of people that can really?
No, listen, I'll shit on people all day long for their physical appearance, knowing full well that mine is less than.
I am not as pretty as I used to be.
Right. No, yeah, no.
I am not pretty, and I have never been pretty.
I will shit on people's
I've ever been.
Lack of prettiness all day.
I was a gorgeous, gorgeous man for a lot of years. I don't know what happened.
All right, so.
Divorce and beers, I think.
Not in any particular order.
No, probably in that order.
Divorce, then beer. All right, okay. So here, I'll hit play here. So the first part comes up. It's like he's workshopping material right here.
So is this a YouTube channel he has, or is this just something he put out there?
Okay, so before, as he gets to the end, this is just like a vlog, basically. He's getting on to just kind of like chat with his fans to like, basically boost his own self-esteem. He's bragging about a charity thing that he's doing with a bunch of other people on a comedy thing that he was doing on YouTube, I think. or I don't know, somewhere, and he's promoting a 18-minute video that he's going to be, that he directed. I don't even remember what it's called. It's not in my notes. If it is, it's not well
documented. It's probably about autoerotic asphyxiation anyway.
It's something about being typecasted. Basically, he does a movie about a guy that is typically typecast as a terrorist. So he's, and it's like an 18-minute short film, I guess, that he did, with and Seth Green's in it and a handful of other people. He talks a little bit about that and gets all he's really excited about it. Andrew says Dane looks like hell. Yes, you can see that.
We're just getting a profile here. Let's get a full-on mug.
All right, let's do it.
Come on, stop.
So here.
You notice how, like, when you're trying to do something, oh, like, wow, this, where, you know, there's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's colored hair.
An activity that your dog starts, like, sniffing.
He's got Botox forehead, too.
Listen to what he's talking about.
Just start sniffing locations that then pull your eye, and you're like, wait, why is my dog sniffing the outlet? Is there a fire in the outlet? Is he smelling is there some kind of indication? I hear the dogs can smell cancer. Is there cancer in my outlet? What's going on here? So, we're warming up. Sorry. Okay, not everything's going to be a fucking gem out of the gate.
Yeah, that's garbage. Did you not read that out loud to yourself before you read that to the world, Dane? You suck.
Yeah, I have a feeling he might have spitballed that a little bit, but I think that's something that's been swimming around in his head for a while, so he's like workshopping it on the thing.
Do you think he spitballed it to his brother in prison?
Yeah. Spitballed it to his brother for an 8-ball.
Yep.
Okay, I'm hopping to the next timestamp. I've only got a couple here, but there was a couple that jumped out at me that I thought were... that were kind of entertaining. He's kind of like creepy stalking Jessica Alba, who he was in Good Luck Chuck with.
Let's see. This is so funny. The second I went to type, I've got Jessica Alba doing TikToks. I guess she loves doing these TikToks now. This is hilarious. Okay, I just watched Alba do a crazy TikTok dance. Oh my god.
My dick's so hard.
I feel like he needs to go masturbate at this point.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, his biceps are twitching.
Good Luck Chuck has been airing all the time.
He's like, he's got the Good Luck Chuck. He's like, remember, I was in Good Luck Chuck with her.
All the time.
Remember? I got to see her naked. Said
Instagram is down for chat. I don't know if I'm seeing that. Chopper. Come on. Now he's like sniffing the rug.
He's got more dog jokes. He's too much of a bro. Yeah.
He never grew out of it.
Yeah. This one, there's a couple other nuggets within this chunk. But yeah, I agree with you. He is definitely, he's kind of stuck in that mode. And I think it's working for him because his fan base is that group of people for the most part. His reliable diehard fan base.
Like just
aging fuckboys.
Yeah.
This is sad.
It is kind of sad.
Spot in the rug and they're like obsessed with sniffing one. It's crazy. The second you get on like and try to do something like this, this is what ends up happening. Okay, so Chopper, stop. Stop trying to dig a hole with sniffing through the rug. I don't see anybody else see this thing about Insta being down for live chat.
And now, this for me was like proof.
Probably that doesn't have a dog.
This is proof
that
to me
the best.
That when we go off on these little like tangents, I mean, he's Dane Cook, so he's got a little bit of a leeway, but people tune into this shit. They don't fucking care.
Anybody?
I'm glad my life's not so boring.
I thought my existence was vapid and empty, but. Holy shit.
And he's just kind of like, he's staring at his screen. He's just looking like, okay, so what happened? What I was able to kind of suss out is he's multi-streaming, but to Facebook and Instagram at the same time. And one is working And so all the comments and love that he's getting is coming over Facebook, all the hearts and shit. It started on Instagram too, but he's not getting hardly any feedback on Instagram, and it's eating him up inside. And he's not really, he hasn't recognized that, that Facebook is coming in. So you slowly kind of watch him start to kind of like deteriorate.
So when do we see him deteriorate?
Well, yeah, it's just...
Does he just fall apart like a bad clone? Because that's what I want to see. Just, I want to see him just...
It's just little hints of sadness. You can just see little hints of sadness.
I know. I see what it is. Alba's company, Honest Company, is making a donation. Well, that's awesome.
Oh, now he sees what Alba's doing. She's doing a charity thing, which enables him to segue into talking about his charity. And it excuses him for getting horny over her video.
That is amazing. I myself have already contributed to an incredible organization. I think that any one of us who has the opportunity to give back, we should. I'm not a person that usually likes to openly talk about my donations, but I'm very, very proud about supporting an incredible cause.
I don't know if you recently heard, but I donated millions to my brother. I didn't mean to, and I didn't want to, but that's what happened.
Because I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I don't think Instagram is down, but at the same time, I'm not. None of these are working when I try to get on here with people.
I wonder what he's using.
Maybe you're right. Look at the
life drain from his face.
Waiting. Okay, I'm going to cancel this person.
Someone must have left a shitty comment.
Oh, these are questions. These are questions.
What, did he just forget how to use technology that came out after 2001?
You watch these live videos, they will watch too. I know that. I know. So
somebody had a theory.
If you want to ask a question, hit me up right now. I'm going to pick the first one that says view. You better have a good question because I'm hitting it. It's broken. Somebody else said it's broken. This person said, send me a live video, bro.
It's like watching my dad try to figure shit out.
Yeah, somebody...
So you had time talking. Do you have something that's funnier?
Do this all on the,
No, I mean, it's more of an examination of his sadness.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm indifferent. I don't have any empathy for Dane Cook. He has millions of dollars, and he wants desperately for people to watch him, and we're doing that.
No, well, yeah, I mean, that's...
He doesn't have as many millions anymore, actually. His brother stole them.
If you can see my comment, and he never responded to it, but I did say, because I was doing a callback for our show, could you tell us more about your work with Dennis Rodman in the 1999 PG-13, Simon Says? Shortly after making that comment, he ended his video.
Oh.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was hoping that he would see it, but I was on Facebook. I wasn't on Instagram. So
you triggered him.
Yeah.
He remembered working with Dennis Rodman.
That's the one comment from Facebook that leaked onto Instagram.
He's so strong, and I didn't understand that he was that much stronger. And I didn't. He touched me in my no place.
Yeah, it seems like it's a good examination of where he's gone, because he seems like he's just sad now.
That's why I think it's also important to kind of watch Louis C.K. Right now, he still has enough confidence in what he's doing to continue to work. I don't know if it's going to work for him or not. I don't know if it's going to amount to anything for him, but Dane Cooks has his whole like emotional state has like just kind of like completely crashed. There's a point where during the video where his girlfriend calls only after he asks her to call, and he's constant, like he's showering her in praise, and that's fine, but it's like he's really he's aware that she's dating him because he's Dane Cook, and she hopes to get something out of the relationship that puts her in some sort of status symbol.
She thought Good Luck Chuck was a documentary.
Right. Yeah.
Like if I suffer through this guy, I will meet the man of my dreams.
Also the girlfriend and the dog both don't exist.
Right. Well, there's another point in it when he references
call in.
There's another point where he references.
He's talking to her. He's just on the phone with her, and her voice doesn't carry. So it's.
Oh, hello? Hot girlfriend?
Yeah. Hello. No, her voice carries, but it's just the one that he like he pays on the OnlyFans
it's
site.
Fucking scary.
Right, yeah. COVID is fake. Oh, I knew it all along. You rich, swindling bastard.
What's that you say? 9/11 was an inside job?
There's one point where he trolls on the show Superstore, which I've never watched the show Superstore, but he was like basically he's jealous of Superstore. He's like he equated it to his grocery store movie that he did. I keep not being able to pull the name of that movie.
Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month. Yeah. So basically he was like, that's basically Employee of the Month in a TV show format. I've never watched the show, but he's jealous of it.
I've heard the show's pretty good, though.
Better.
What's that?
I've heard the show is good.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces here and there, but I'm not committed enough to go back and watch from beginning to end.
Every time I see a commercial for a Superstore, I think I'm seeing a commercial for, like, a Walmart. So I, for the longest time, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, it was one of those. That's one of those shows that came into existence. I wasn't aware it existed. Then I figured it got canceled. And then, like, 3 years later, it showed up on my radar again. And it's still being, like, it's still a show. Like, I think it's even still in production now. It's kind of like Scrubs.
Sean and Zach swear by it. They really like it.
The Superstore? Well, I thought Scrubs was a good show too, but it's one of those ones that NBC did that show an injustice because they moved it all over the place.
Yeah.
During the time that it was on the air, which was years and years ago. But yeah. So that was my Dane Cook bit there.
I mean, Dane Cook, there's probably room for him somewhere on TV.
He announced, okay, so that's the thing. I missed that part of it. He did announce at the end that next week when he comes on to do another one of these sad videos, he's going to announce the launch of his YouTube channel.
See, that's where I was going to say, he's not good enough for TV. He will do something on YouTube.
He's going to launch a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And he will succeed at it because he's got enough fans that will... That
you
will
need 1,000.
Latch on.
You need 1,000 real fans. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. And then you can kind of like it's an exponential thing from there. And as long as you keep on churning out,
that core group will be your bread and butter. Those are the 1,000 people that you need to keep pleased, and then other people will at least fall in. We don't have 1,000. I don't know how many eyes are on this right
you
now.
You don't think so? 100. We had 12 at one point, which was which is high for us. So that's.
Well, we had like it was like 157.
What's that?
Like 157 YouTube.
Oh, we have 163 now.
15% of the way there. Oh, 16.3% of the way there.
Yeah, we're getting there, but we only had we had 112 at the beginning.
Four of them are right here.
We had 157 just a couple days ago, though. That means we grew.
Probably wrestling fans.
We are growing, and
I'm thinking it's wrestling fans.
We're the slowest virus ever.
We are not COVID-19.
We'll get there. We're going to get there.
Yeah.
We're going to be big someday, right?
I think the wrestling stuff has helped, though, because we did have a very active chat going on.
That was very engaged.
When we were doing the show on Thursday.
You guys might be big someday. I peaked at like 4, and I'm done. It's all been downhill since then. I have no real accomplishments ahead of me.
Well, if we're talking big by mass, I'm going to continue to get bigger. Longer. I know that much.
Did you say your beard's just going to get longer?
Can you guys not hear me now?
Yeah.
You cut out every once in a while.
I was going to say, my peak just keeps rising because my beard keeps getting longer.
Oh.
True. Yeah. Are you going to just keep letting it go now at this point?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
This virus could last 2 years and I could keep growing my facial hair. And I wouldn't have enough to, like, it'd still look lighter than what Chris has on the top of his head.
I couldn't even tell until right now that you had facial hair in your picture.
I'd have to get really close to the mic, and then that's just kind of a laughable exercise there. Or the camera, sorry.
They're actually fake.
Yeah, that's what the camera says when I get that close to.
It just goes,
Something's wrong.
Zach Swan's got a pretty wicked beard. If you let that sucker grow. I mean, it's already he keeps it like decent length, but
this is as good as mine gets.
The goatee?
My little goat. Yeah, the stuff on the sides just doesn't come in thick enough to be worth anything. And I'm going to be 40 this year. It's not going to change in the next 40 years.
Yeah, see, I've got like this little bit that's starting to come in like next to like the shitty ass goatee that I can do. I really want to put like a blood spatter above the beard's head. I'll do that in a minute. But every like sideburns and everything else, none of that's going to fill in for me. Like if I get up close in the mirror, I'd like, oh, there's still peach fuzz there. I'm 16.
Dude, my shit stops at the sideburns. Look at that. It just, boom, it's gone.
It just ends?
Yeah.
You shaved the head, though.
Total baldness.
I thought you got the Picard still.
No.
The old horseshoe.
I shaved it.
Shave the old head there. The old dome. You've been rocking that shaved dome for a long time, though.
Yeah, like 11 years now.
Yeah. Sounds about right. I was just thinking about Ward's peach fuzz and him being like, I'm 16 now.
Well, I remember like when I was about 16, seeing a kid that came to school that's like 19, that was 19 at the time, and he had like this little like wispy mustache, and I was like, oh, you're lame, buddy. And then fast forward. I think he can fill in a little bit better than I can at this point.
Him at 16.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's a shameful exit, but I mean, for me, it's more about laziness. And then my wife, for some reason, got used to looking at this weird beard.
You look like a dog with mange. Yeah. You shouldn't laugh at your own jokes.
I didn't know humans could contract mange, Ward.
That's pretty good.
Now, what was that thing you sent about that Texas radio host stealing from old people?
Let me pull that up.
Have you seen the Fucker Space? Pull that up. It's fucking the way that dude.
Oh God, he looked like he stole money from old people.
You have to be a certain kind of shitbag to steal money from like old people.
Jacob Marley's ghost. I'm surprised there aren't chains around the man.
Well, did you guys see there's
a lot of money on coke. You gotta give him that.
I also saw there was mega church guys on TVs that were praying away COVID-19 and having
people blowing it away. Yeah. Well, I use the wind of God.
If you subscribe to our Patreon, you will be immune to the COVID.
That's a great idea. I love it.
No, it's not true. It was a joke. I didn't mean it. Old people don't.
Old people, subscribe to our Patreon. It'll cure COVID.
Don't give us money.
If you stick at that highest level for 3 months, then you could be on one of our shows. You could sit right here in the middle of us.
Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Oh, my God.
You know, the article's like, oh, he's such a scumbag for stealing from senior citizens. He is a senior citizen.
A Texas radio host confessed to scamming his elderly and Christian listeners out of millions of dollars in a Ponzi scheme. He has been sentenced to 25 years behind bars.
He won't make it.
William Neal Doc Gallagher pleaded guilty Friday to one count each of theft of more than $300,000, money laundering of more than $300,000 and securities fraud of more than $100,000. According to the Dallas Morning News, the 79-year-old must also pay. Yeah, if he makes it to 104, I'll be surprised. Must also pay $10.4 million in restitution to his victim, 79.
I don't feel bad now. Before I was like, oh, fuck this guy. But now it's like, eh, he's 79. He's just robbing his peers. You know, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. Now, if he was 29 or 39, like if I did this, it would be despicable. He did this. He's just, he wants to live the last 5 years of his life well. And right. Instead, he's going to, you know.
He reminds me of the Walton Goggins character in The Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, my God, that's him.
Yeah.
Walton Goggins is the best man alive right now.
Yes. I Walton Goggins is one of, he belongs on a TV Rushmore. Television Rushmore.
He's an American gem.
Yeah. Gemstone. There you go. Gallagher, the former host of The Money Doctor, used his radio show to target older Christian listeners. Prosecutors said he would meet with them and discuss their finances, guaranteed annual returns of 5% to nearly 9% if they invested in securities with him. He described it as a retirement income you'll never outlive.
Wow.
Because you're going to die.
He looks like he's going to stab somebody his first day in. Look at that. There's no soul there. There's no regret.
Yeah, the half-closed eyes for the mugshot or whatever that was are totally intentional on his part. Those are fuck you eyes. That's like, fuck this.
He's going to scam so many people out of cigarettes in there.
Yeah. Gallagher, who wasn't
in the cigarette market, I can guarantee you a 5 to 9% return.
Yeah. Gallagher, who wasn't licensed to advise clients on securities, netted up to $29.2 million from about 60 investors between December 2014 and January 2019. Authorities said by January 2019, those accounts contained just $821,951. What the fuck was he doing with that money? He wasn't getting himself looking pretty, that's for sure.
I don't think the beard's mic can handle him yelling into it.
I guess not.
It sounds like he blew it out.
Authorities said Gallagher operated a Ponzi scheme, paying out about $5.9 million to early investors with cash. From newer investors, he also used millions for payroll, radio expenses, as well as personal expenses and legal costs.
Personal expenses was hookers and blow.
Yeah. Gallagher was indicted and arrested in March 2019. His assets were immediately frozen, and he has been in custody ever since.
I would never survive a Ponzi scheme. If I ran one, I would be dead within a year. If I could get that kind of rolling, I would fuck myself to death at some whorehouse in Nevada. Just where'd heads go? He's gone the way of the dodo. Where's our investment money? Nobody knows.
That's pretty good.
Nope, yeah. I would disappear. Later, Bruno.
Later, Bruno.
Oh, Jesus.
So.
Did you see the movie theater has got to-go popcorn, to-go treats and drinks? Why would I drive all the way up to that theater to get a to-go drink and shitty stale popcorn?
Because the COVID's free.
I get that they want to stay alive and that really the concession stand is where those places make their money, but that seems like a stupid purchase.
Yeah.
I don't like the movie theater that much. If our movie theater went away, I would just kind of shrug and wait for things to show up on streaming.
It's still under a year, but like, okay, for instance, my birthday in August, Good Boys was playing at the theater, and it's already on, it's on HBO now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad, like, oh shit, that's going to close, and that's one more business we don't have, but I think Alex and I went and saw Sonic the Hedgehog. That was the last time I went to the theater.
We paid to watch that. Did you, speaking of Sonic, I thought that was, great.
It's a Jim
Carrey performance. What's that?
It's a triumph of modern cinema.
I loved it. I thought even like Jim Carrey's performance in it was like overdue. It was like a comeback in my mind. Better than what he's done probably in the last, I don't know.
Since The Majestic.
Which one was that?
Do you think the movie, do you think it would have been any different if they would have kept that monster in it?
No. No, that was never the plan. That was all, oh, look at this shitty thing.
Was that hype? Just to build hype?
Yeah. Yeah,
I've thought that too. I thought that it was the same thing. Like
they had a great PR team.
They did, and that was all it was. And I don't begrudge them that. I didn't go see it because they did that work. I went and saw it because my son wanted to see it, and it ended up being worth our time.
When I initially saw that, and I saw how fast they put together. How fast they put together the new Sonic. I was like, they did this on purpose.
They did. And that's good. Cause you have to do something to get eyes on your thing. And sorry.
There's a part of me that wants to see it though. There's a part of me that wants to see it with the mutant in it.
Just the other version.
Yeah.
Dirty Sonic, like trailer park. Uh-huh. He goes around the outside.
Right? There's not a version of that's finished. I bet.
No,
and that was something I hadn't even considered because I live with kids, and so like we were all just kind of on the same kind of like it's sure a good thing they went back and fixed it, but now that you guys kind of brought that up, like it makes sense that they would have just done that as a PR stunt.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Beard, rock your head back.
Go tilt back. No, tilt back is what he's doing. There you go.
That's pretty good.
Scoot it off to the...
To your left.
Yeah, that way a little more. No, the your blood splatter. Move it over to that big empty part of the wall.
I can't move it. Him.
You can't move it?
Well, I can, but I have to save a new file.
Oh.
Here, let me...
You should make us all plague masks for the next episode. Or Bane masks from the Batman.
Bane masks?
You were born in the darkness. I grew up there.
See, I couldn't get it in the right place because he had that bottle of beer there for... For
yeah, ever. Did you see the end of there. Gotham? When Bane shows up?
I didn't see that. I saw the kid wearing the Batman costume. That one.
I haven't seen the last
season. It's worth a look. It's only 12 episodes.
Anyone participated in this howling at 8 p.m. before?
What's that?
Has anyone participated in the howling at 8 p.m.?
No.
What's a howling?
Have you not seen any of this shit on Facebook and stuff? It's kind of a phenomenon. You guys can actually hear me when I talk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
People go outside their house and they just howl at 8 p.m.
Is that here locally or just everywhere?
There are people that are doing it locally, but it is going on everywhere.
That's hilarious.
And you haven't heard any of your neighbors doing it?
No.
I can hear people in my neighborhood do it.
That's hilarious.
If I went outside, maybe.
And look on Facebook, there are other people locally that do this. I don't do that because I'm a man. I'm not an animal.
I would argue that you're an animal. And
I'm a mandroid.
Well, I'm part bear, and bears don't howl.
No, they just go.
I finally watched The Revenant.
I haven't seen The Revenant either.
What is that sound? That's a bear coming and a man. It's gross.
It's a scary scene.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to die by bear.
No. That dude fucking lived.
I know. I don't think I'd be worse. Want to scare it either. I would prefer to die from it.
That would be worse. That's a long scene too, man. That's a long scene.
I've never actually seen it. I've heard about it so many times that
it was on TV. I've been having the TV play on like Sundance Channel while I'm working.
Oh, that's cool.
So what are you watching?
Patriot was on.
Ooh, man, The Patriot's a great movie.
We were talking about that the other day.
Can I hot take on The Patriot right now? I think it's better than Braveheart.
Yeah?
And I love Braveheart, but I like The Patriot more.
Like, because America? Or for other
people? Maybe because he lives.
He doesn't get disemboweled by the long shanks.
Yeah. Plus, I just think there's more action in it.
Mm. Did you see Bloodfather?
Not yet.
It's fantastic.
That's a movie. What did that come out? Was that 2016 that it came out?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I don't know. But suddenly it just like it had a resurgence on Netflix because of
COVID. I thought it wasn't on there. I didn't realize it had been on there. I'd have watched it years ago.
Yeah, I watched it when it came out and I was like, this isn't bad. But like nobody's getting behind it because, you know, Jews. But
yeah, Mel Gibson is better because it has Braveheart in it. It's fantastic.
What's that, Rick?
He said
Braveheart is better because it has Brian Cox in it.
Oh,
you have the look of your mother.
I love Brian Cox. Have you watched?
He's the voice for McDonald's commercials now.
Is he?
Which is weird. He loves the money.
Have you watched him in Succession?
I still haven't seen Succession. I need to. It looks good.
It's amazing. You love it. You like it's right in your fucking wheelhouse.
I know. It's nothing against it. I have HBO. I've been meaning to watch it. Maybe that's what I'll let play in the background. I have been playing. So I was letting like Sundance and movie channels play in the background while I work. I've switched to. I've never watched all of Curb Your Enthusiasm, so I started with season one, and I'm just rocking through it.
Yeah, you said that the other day. I was thinking about doing that again.
Wild.
What's that?
The shit Larry David gets into is wild.
Dude, Curb Your Enthusiasm is hilarious.
It was a groundbreaking show. It's still a groundbreaking show.
Does it remain a groundbreaking show?
I think so. I think it breaks new... No, but yes, I think it's remained relevant as a show. Like it still delivers the punches, and it still can stay. Like it stays in touch with itself. Basically, it's not departed so far from itself that it's something different than it was when it started. It's the same. Like you can tune in and still enjoy it for what it is.
Where he has the issue with the pants, where it looks like he's pitching a tent.
That was like in the first season.
That's ages. That will be funny no matter when.
That's the first episode. That will be funny as long as there are men with erections.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is basically I view it as the Seinfeld he would have done had he been able to be the star of Seinfeld.
I don't think he wanted to be this.
No, I don't think he wanted to be the star of Seinfeld, but it's a amped up version of Seinfeld.
It is interesting, though, because he definitely could have played his character in Seinfeld. It's weird to me that he opted to not do that.
Probably a different guy then. Well, he didn't. Did he get fired from SNL or did he just not get cast on SNL? I can't remember what the story on that
was. He was a writer for SNL for like one season and he got fired.
Yeah, okay.
Did he not get along with Lorne Michaels?
Well, he's on the show all the time now. He's on the show all the time now playing Bernie Sanders, which they're cousins.
Yeah, there's a fucking politician.
But I think now Larry David's big enough to do whatever he wants to do, though. Even when they were making Seinfeld, there's an episode of Seinfeld where George he's one of the writers for their sitcom and he goes, it's this or nothing. And then he walks out of the meeting and I guess Larry David did that, but nobody gave a shit who Larry David was, just like nobody cared who George is. So, but I think now he can do whatever he wants.
Larry David does the voice of George Steinbrenner in Seinfeld.
I did know that. Yeah. That's pretty good.
It was, I don't know. It's an R-rated version, basically, of what Seinfeld was.
Yeah.
But better. Like, on a different level. Like, not better, but on a different level. Mm. Because it's an individual. Like, he's got an ensemble with Jeff Garlin and J.B. Smoove and stuff. Like, and even, is it Cheryl Hines?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the the fucking dynamic he has with Jeff Garlin's wife in that show.
Yeah. Jeff Garlin's fantastic in that show too.
The latest season, there's a scene where people mistake him for Harvey Weinstein.
Oh God.
And they like totally shit on. What the fuck are you doing here?
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm here to rape.
Yeah.
Raper. You guys need to watch, if you haven't yet, on Netflix, you need to watch Handsome. It's Jeff Garlin playing a detective, Detective Handsome. It's really funny. It's just a movie too. It's like a 90-minute movie. You're not devoting to a whole series. I guess that's the other thing too. I've been having a hard time jumping into a series. It's like, like Tiger King was only a few episodes, so it was like it was justifiable for me to watch it.
Hmm. Yeah, it was only a handful of episodes. I just finished watching Outsider, or not Outsider. Yeah, I finished watching Outsider. Did you finish watching that, Derek?
I haven't yet. I'm waiting for. Are they all out now?
Yeah, it's done. We went back. We stopped and then went back and after it finished.
I'll probably go back and do that. Now I'm waiting for. I'm recording all of the Sinner on YouTube TV. I'm waiting for all that to be finished as well.
Oh, is that running on YouTube TV? It's a USA Network show, though, right?
Yeah, but I just record it.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not gonna watch them until we watched the first episode, and then I was like, "Nah, we gotta wait."
It's one you binge. It's like I'm unhappy with myself because I watched all of Ozark in 2 days. The third season.
See, I'm still 3 episodes into the first season of Ozark.
Oh God, it gets so good.
I thought about starting it over.
It's
recap and watch season 3.
If there's a show to compare it to in order to kind of get an idea of the feel for it, I would say it'd be Justified.
Hmm. Wow. I don't.
You don't equate it to Justified. I do in the.
No, he's an accountant, not a marshal.
No. Okay. Well, no, that. They're completely like, different characters, but as far as like the shock value to what comes up in Justified, there's a lot of that comes up in Ozark.
See, I put it more with like Breaking Bad.
It can parallel with Breaking Bad too. Better Call Saul's another season. I'm sitting on the whole season until it's done this year. And every other season before, I've watched every episode as it's come out, but.
I'm waiting on the whole series to be finished before I decide to not watch it.
Decide to not watch it?
Yeah.
Watch Better Call Saul.
I've seen information out there that it's
Bob Odenkirk is incredible. Better Call Saul is almost better than Breaking Bad.
So I would
agree with that.
I don't like Breaking Bad.
I wouldn't argue with
it. Better Call Saul lives in its kind of, it's almost found its own universe to live in.
Bob Odenkirk and is it Kevin McKean?
I was actually making more a joke.
Michael McKean.
The whole series will come out, and I'll be like, "Man, I gotta watch this," and I still probably won't watch it,
dude.
Because of any reason,
you are robbing yourself of some of the best content. That is the time best spent is watching Better Call Saul because it is really, really good.
I'll check it out. I watched the first episode. I liked it.
Yeah, and it only gets but it gets exponentially better as each season goes.
All of the characters are fucking fantastic.
Well, Jonathan Banks is down. You know, Jonathan Banks had a career that didn't really blossom until like his appearance in Breaking Bad. He'd been in movies, but
always is a heavy.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, he was in Beverly Hills Cop. He was in 48 Hours.
Spent a lot of time with Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal actor, but I think he almost needed to age into the roles that he's playing now. Yeah.
He's in like the final season of Community.
He was in didn't he play what's his name's dad in Parks and Rec?
Maybe.
The one that the blonde married. God, I can't remember anybody.
Yes. He is. He plays Adam Scott's dad.
Yeah.
Who's Ben?
His name on the show.
Ben. On the show.
That's right. He's got the little like his second wife is like a Filipino or something. Like that's right. That's funny.
Chevy Chase plays Chevy in the upcoming The Very Excellent Mr. Dundee, which I sent that preview out to you guys a couple weeks ago. Derek, you thought it was probably – you're worried that it might be another gimmick?
Yeah.
It's the Paul Hogan movie, the Dundee movie. It's like the meta one where he's basically – he plays himself living in the shadow of his former self, his career as Crocodile Dundee.
I'll watch it if it's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Well, it's on Wikipedia. I don't think the other Dundee movie was ever Wikipedia'd. And Wikipedia is where I go for all of my factual news sources.
All I know is they made that other Dundee look like it was going to be a real movie.
That's true. That's true.
I was very disappointed. I would have watched that. I like Danny McBride. He's great in The Gemstones.
He's a creator of The Gemstones. He is he's one of those guys that I feel he's not underrated because people in the industry are aware of his talent, but I feel like he's not given enough credit by society as a whole. I think he's a lot more talented and intelligent than people give him credit for. The comedy that he does is just remarkable. Righteous Gemstones was incredible. And Vice Principals was great too.
Well, and Eastbound and Down is fantastic.
Yeah. They're all standalone exceptional shows. Comment from the Peanut Gallery?
Yes, Eastbound and Down is fantastic.
I haven't seen most of those.
Oh, you need to watch Vice Principals is 2 seasons. You're in and you're out. It's quick and it's
Long Gardens.
What's that?
I'd have Walton Goggins. HBO.
And it's Walton Goggins. Yeah, he's in both in Righteous Gemstones, too.
Yeah, as we saw in that picture of the dude who stole all that money.
Oh, man. Who wants to suck an old man's cock?
Does he say that?
Yes.
God bless him.
Dude, I only watched the first episode of Righteous Gemstones, but the guy that used to be an atheist, used to be a Satanist that's friends with dude, just the stuff that he says in that first episode is so funny.
There's a scene where in like a few episodes in, he comes out and there's this whole fucking scene going down and he kind of wanders out like waking up because he's living in Adam Devine's house.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanders out in a t-shirt and it's got him cropped and the shots got him cropped from like the waist up, but they kind of look at him and they're like, that shirt's just not quite big enough. Or the shirt's a little too short, man. And cause he's like, he comes out, he's rubbing his eyes, like, what's going on? And Adam Devine's like, oh dude, I think that shirt's just a little too short on you. And then it cuts to him. He's got like just the tip of his dickhead hanging past the crop of his shirt.
That's awesome.
I fight a nickel for every time that happened to me. A shitload of nickels.
He's a great character, though.
The show itself is excellent. John Goodman's great in it. I'm not sure if it's coming back for a second season or not.
Hmm.
It's not like they can record it. Nobody knows if anything's ever coming back.
That's true.
Disney Plus shows that are held off. I might have to watch The Mandalorian again, but
Are they holding off on Disney shows right now?
As far as I know, most of them weren't finished. There's some major things that need to be shot for WandaVision. There's major stuff that needs to be shot for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Bummer.
HBO delays production on Barry and Succession due to coronavirus.
Barry? Oh, that bald dude in Barry is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, he's part of the show. He's by far the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Barry. Come on.
Oh, Barry, have you seen what kind of a kick-ass wonderful day it is outside today? All this horrible shit's going on, and he's just so positive.
Anthony Carrigan is that guy's name.
Any relation to Nancy? Sir. Like an alopecia brother?
He's got alopecia. That's a real thing.
It is.
He's powder.
He went with it. Makes it work.
He owns
no
it.
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a boss.
He's so funny though.
He's
the first season.
Bad eyebrows. That's what I look like in the army.
That first season where he's sending, he's building his friendship with Barry in that first season. It's so funny.
Steven Root's in that show.
Yes, he is.
Steven Root's in every good show.
That's true.
Steven Root's in every show.
Gym. That dude is amazing.
Oh, Hank.
What was the first thing you saw Steven Root in? Was it News Radio?
It was probably Office Space. I didn't watch News Radio.
Oh, man. It might have been News Radio.
He was good in News Radio.
When he was Milton. I think that was.
Star Heard. I became familiar with Steven Root from King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And then I love News Radio, though. I did watch that. I'm just trying to think if I watched News Radio first or King of the Hill.
Yeah, I bet it would have been King of the Hill. Here I am gatekeeping for you.
Well, I'm just thinking.
I'm just trying to think of the timeline is all.
Yeah.
I'm looking real
good. I love News Radio, though. I watched that when it was on air. That's News Radio had fucking Joe Rogan on it.
Yeah.
And Bill Hartman and
R.I.P.
that guy from Kids in the Hall and
Dave Foley.
Yeah, they had many good characters.
Yeah,
Joe Rogan before his head swole.
Yeah, boy, he's nearly unrecognizable as a human being now.
Him and Dana White, man.
I don't even know how to describe Joe Rogan. He's just kind of this like amorphous looking dude. Like I can't.
He's the future of humanity on HGH.
He looks like the thing without like any tanning.
People love him too.
Yeah.
People fucking just love him. Eat out of his hand.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Hearts of the Wet. News Radio from 95 to 99. He did a bunch of like bit roles and shit before that, obviously.
Yeah, that was a low point in my TV watching career.
King of the Hill from 97 to 2010.
It would have been News Radio first.
Yeah. But you might not. Would you have made the connection then?
Yeah, I knew who he was. I've always liked voice actors more than I like actors.
Right. Yeah.
Mostly because I would like to do that. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, it'd be a blast. It'd
be a fun job.
It's just too bad there's nobody looking for douchey sounding assholes.
Well, they don't want voice actors anymore. They want just actors to
do voice acting. Yeah.
That is one thing I'll say. Like Disney's definitely ruined that. It used to be, you know, like in Aladdin, you knew who Robin Williams was, but you didn't know who anybody else was.
Right. They had like one high profile person.
Come on, Gilbert Gottfried played Iago.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. You knew exactly who he was.
But then you had Lion King. You had Jonathan Taylor Thomas playing the young lion. You had
Darth Vader as Mufasa.
Matthew Broderick played the old lion.
You need to go back further though. Lion King's one of the last ones that was made. Fuck out of here.
Fox and the Hound. Kurt Russell played the Hound.
What's that?
Nobody
knows who does stuff in Little Mermaid. Mel Gibson does a voice in Pocahontas.
Not Pocahontas 2. His brother does the voice in Pocahontas 2.
Pocahontas. Mr. John Smith.
He's John Smith, yeah. I say he does a voice.
His brother does. His brother reprised the role for him in Pocahontas 2. That's funny.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because I guess they sound enough alike. I guess.
Remember, you used to not know who any of the voice actors were in. I mean, unless you really knew. I mean, I knew who Frank Welker was because he's one of my favorite voice actors, and I knew who Peter Cullen is. And
I want to say Shannon Doherty was in Secret of Nim.
Really?
I love that movie.
It's a weird movie.
Corey Feldman was a voice actor in Fox and the Hound. He was like one of the young. I think he was the young fox. Kurt Russell was the old hound. After they grew up.
Kurt Russell is the best thing to ever happen to this planet.
Yeah, Kurt Russell. Yeah.
But there were people who used to make a living just being voice actors.
Right. Yeah, Shannon Doherty played Teresa, which I don't know who the fuck that is. Secret of Nim.
The first one that I can think of that has actual voices of like stars is like the Rescuers movies.
Yeah, Bob Newhart and what's her name?
The woman.
Randy Travis?
Nancy Travis.
Oh, no, it was one of the Zsa Zsa Gabor, I think.
Yeah. And then John Candy is the seagull.
Yeah. In the second one. The Rescuers Down Under, right?
That was pretty mainstream for a animated feature, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Robin Williams did voice work on a lot of stuff. He played the bat in the Ferngully movie.
Yes, he did. Tim Curry.
He's the only voice actor. Well, no, Tim Curry's in that movie, too.
Yeah, and I feel like the main... Christian Slater was in it. He was one of the fairies. And the main character...
Oh, my God, you're right.
I can't remember who the main character was. Off the top of my head.
Jonathan Ward played Zach, which he might have been big at the time. Let's see what his...
Eva Gabor was...
Oh, Eva Gabor. Zsa Zsa's sister.
Yeah, they didn't hire Zsa Zsa after she hit that cop.
Yeah. Eva sounds prettier, I think, too.
Cheech was in it. Chong was in it. Tone Loc was that weird lizard.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I just pulled it up on IMDb because there were a lot of them I couldn't remember. I didn't even know Cheech and Chong were in it. Stump and Root.
I think it's less that they've always used bigger name actors, but it's been less pronounced than it is now, I think.
Oh, I think it was just because there for a while.
Like Inside Out used a bunch of
voice acting, were bitching about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it put some light on it. But I think they've always used people. I mean, Tim Curry's got a brilliant voice, so I'd cast him in just about anything.
Well, he doesn't now. It sounds like this. Because he had a
Did
stroke.
He have a stroke?
Yeah.
Yes.
But now that you
get eaten by a fucking clown, you pile of shit.
But now they're going to use, now they use actors in everything. I mean, they don't use voice actors. Now they'll cast like Frank Welker to be the dog in a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's on them. Like, if you can't make yourself popular enough to sell tickets, because there's people who will go see a movie just because The Rock is in it, or just because, I don't know, Bruce Willis is in it.
Right.
Not anymore, I don't think. But
just because Jack Black's in it.
And Bruce Willis voiced a baby in Look Who's Talking, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody was going to see that because Kirstie Alley was in it.
And then Roseanne voiced one in the sequel. They made three of them. Some people saw that movie. They wouldn't have made three.
Yeah. I think we saw that in the theater. I think Mom took us to see that.
Was it Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking Now, and Look Who's Talking Again?
No, it was Look Who's Talking, Look Who's Talking 2, and Look Who's Talking Now.
Oh, okay.
T-O-O.
Yeah.
Not the number. Mm.
Right. And Look Who's Talking Now is Danny DeVito. It's the dogs. The dogs have voiceovers.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. They're talking now.
I remember SNL or some sketch comedy show did Look Who's Talking also, and it was like a lampshade and like a...
Yeah, if I remember right,
John Travolta is in all those movies.
The end of Look Who's Talking, the voice they use for the baby or for the new baby is Joan Rivers, and then they replace her with Roseanne for the
scene. I think you're right.
You are right.
Can we talk? Because she did her, that was her little catchphrase. Can we talk?
It's because Roseanne was at the height of her career. That was right when like She Devil and shit was coming out. My mom wouldn't let me watch that.
It's an underrated movie. Fantastic.
She Devil or
yep.
Look Who's Talking to?
Neither, really.
I learned about childbirth from Look Who's Talking.
The funny thing is those movies should be kids' movies, but they're really not.
They are not for kids.
There's a whole
fucking sperm swimming down the fucking birth canal. a whole team of them.
Shit's important. I've already had that talk with Mara.
She's how old? 18 months?
Something like that.
Keep your legs closed.
She's a year and a half-ish.
Did you just show her the scene from Look Who's Talking?
Penis bad.
Yeah. I was like, don't let this happen to you.
Give it a run.
Sperms up, sperm.
Sperms up.
Did they make that or did they use like Nova footage for that?
They had a dog. They put a camera up a dog and used that.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope so too.
I really hope you're wrong.
It wasn't CG. It wouldn't have been CG, would it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
Here.
How did they do the cum
YouTube
scene?
YouTube the intro to Look Who's Talking.
I'm doing it right now.
Row, 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 I get around.
I get around.
Well, there's got to be a better version than the one that somebody fucking filmed on their cell phone at the wrong fucking... resolution.
1987.
Well, they filmed it upright. Here we go. Okay. There they go. I bet you that's some sort of like scope footage. Like,
but it's probably used from like Nova.
Yeah.
That's Jack Nicholson's sperm in Olympia Dukakis.
Or George Segal's sperm.
Abe, that one right there.
That is real. That is real footage. There wasn't CGI available at the time.
Abe Vigoda was 175 when this movie was made.
Look Who's Talking was a surprise hit, opening at number one in the United States with $12.1 million on its opening weekend.
Now the scene where the sperm are doing the fucking like dips and shit, where they're like, that can't be real, right?
Budget $7.5 million. Box office $297
million. Damn.
Should we Google that if the Look Who's Talking intro footage is real?
How I wonder did they film cum scene?
That's what it is. I mean, it's basically the aftermath of a porno, except there's probably not nine cocks.
They were gonna.
There's a lot more sperm.
They were going to reboot it. in 2010 with Mikey all grown up and the father of the baby in the film.
Really?
July of 2019, Screen Gems announced that director Jeremy Gerlich was writing the script for the reboot.
Are you kidding me? Oh, no, it's going to be
I'm
awful.
Reading Wikipedia.
Oh. They're going to reboot. Why?
They reboot everything. Nothing is sacred.
No one needs to watch this movie.
Nope.
How is the realistic sperm/egg scene in the movie Look Who's Talking produced when CGI was not available at the time? There's an article. I found an article, guys.
Way to go, Eduardo.
Yeah, look at me. I'm the engineer. Fantastic. Bitch.
Oh, it's not an article. It's a Quora answer.
Well,
it does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah, read it. Read it, Beard.
It's too small.
Okay.
There is a comment on the video suggesting that it was a miniature set, more likely vastly overscaled, don't you think, in a water tank. With that in mind, it makes sense when you watch some of it back. There's a definite sense of things falling. The one bit that convinces me that it's models is the very last bit where the sperm breaks through the egg. There's a sentence I wasn't expecting to write today. The comment goes on to elaborate a little. Here it is in full from YouTube user Maximum Madness Stixon.
It was a miniature set built in a water tank. The sperm were made out of vinyl and weighted at the front, so they dumped them into the tank and filmed them at various speeds. The bits with the egg being fertilized were more controlled puppets.
I like it. God, I almost closed out this tab because I thought I was reading this on my own screen.
We gotta call it.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yay!
So, I've been told by Adam that timespentpoorly.com will be up and running here probably within the next day or two. So we're gonna be migrating there. Smart Mark Wrestling is actually available now on iTunes and Spotify, or will be. If it's not, it's on the AllPod feed, so you can subscribe to. You can go to tspn.fun or timespentpoorly.fun right now and subscribe to the AllPod feed and capture those shows there for the. In the meantime, while you're waiting for the new feed to show up there, check that show up.
We've got on YouTube.
Yep, we're also on YouTube, so you can go out there and watch it.
Smash that like and subscribe button.
Definitely do that.
And donate to that Patreon and give us some beer money.
Yeah, we have a Patreon now, and if you want to be a patron to us, we have some really interesting fun tiers out there on the Patreon that can get interactive. And if you have suggestions as to what other ways to kind of like build that Patreon, I'd be more than happy to kind of hear those suggestions, because you know, this is our first time doing this. We've been podcasting for off and on, you know, since 2008, but we took a break. But this is the first time we've actually set anything up like a Patreon. So we're new to that end of the business. But if you as a listener see an avenue or a way to approach it that we're missing, let us know. So anyway, tspn.fun, timespentpoorly.fun, all the links and stuff you can find there for, we're on YouTube, Instagram, and all that good stuff. Anyway, thanks again. Later. Thanks. Bye.
Night, folks. Time spent.